everyone. It's time to eat, drink, and be merry with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy.
Well, if you're looking for yummy, delicious goodness, you got to go to the Peanut Patch in Yuma, Arizona, and that's where we're going on today's episode. So welcome, everybody. We're going to chat with Donna George. She is the owner of the Peanut Patch in Yuma, Arizona. You can shop online, and you can go visit the store. Both are great experiences because yummy is yummy, and that's that. That's what they have. They've been doing it for a long time. So I encourage you to go to the website, thepeanutpatch.com. And I swear, if you go on the website, you're going to find all kinds of peanuts and nuts and fudge, chocolate, candies, all kinds of preserves. I mean, it's like, it's a dangerous website, Donna. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to be talking with you, Lisa. And it's good to be back on for a change.
Yeah. I know it's been a wild ride, the year of the pandemic, which is, I mean, we thought it was going to be 1 month and it's been a year, right? I'm sure that all of your customers are super happy that you have a website that, you know, they can go and shop online, you know, no matter where they are in the country, they can shop online and get their peanuts and their dried fruit. And your website is huge now. I remember when you got it started, and now it's just like, it's like a mini food mall. What's going on there?
Yeah, because we have, you know, we have everything from sweets to even health foods. And we have seen a lot more online orders because of the pandemic. You know, people weren't able to come to Yuma as usual. We are a very big hot spot for snowbirds. People from the colder part of the country coming to here to enjoy sunshine. And so several of them are turning to our website and ordering their favorite goodies online.
It's also a good place to go for gifts because you've got your gift baskets and gift tins there too. So, and people can call you, right, and place those orders if they want
definitely.
To do something special. Still do that.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, you know, either whatever works best for them is what we say.
I have to tell you, Nancy and I. Everyone knows Nancy and I travel full time across the country on our Love Your Parks tour, and this December we spent the month in Madison, Wisconsin. And I thought about everyone in Arizona going, you know, the snowbird, they, you know, snowbirds, I call them sunbirds, sun chasers. And while I shoveled snow, like true snow, not little bits of snow, real snow and ice, I thought, I get it. I get why everyone's bailing the wintertime to get to that sunshine because, you know, if, even when it's like 65, 70 degrees, I'll think it's cold. But now I know better. I know the real snow.
You've experienced the real winter.
Oh, man, that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other experience. But I'm glad we did it. It was really beautiful. I will say that. It was really, really beautiful, but complete opposite to a winter in Yuma. And that brings me to the store itself is open October through April. You're always open till the end of April, right, for folks to come visit. Okay, great. And also, your website is open year-round. But in the summer, like, you're not going to ship chocolate, or are you, from
Yuma? Oh, no. It's almost to the point where we're going to have to stop shipping it locally, you know, not locally, but out of Yuma, because our temperatures are starting to rise. We've probably got another 2 weeks or so, but, it's not a good thing to ship chocolate out of Yuma.
No, not in the summer. Yeah, but you can do peanuts year-round, right? And like dates, medjool dates. I know you do medjool dates. That's something that's grown in Yuma that you really don't get very, you know, many places across the country. You know, So that's kind of a specialty produce.
They kind of are native here almost. Been here since the early 1900s.
All the way from Morocco. Yeah. I mean, grow there. And also wanted to touch base on some of the history of the Peanut Patch, because that's really where it started. You know, Yuma is a huge agricultural region. You know, it's known for all the leafy greens and winter produce. It's the winter produce capital of the country. Peanuts were grown at one point, and I know you know, with the pandemic, you haven't done tours. Come back in the fall, maybe, or winter?
You know, I think that if we can get things under control, that, we'll be able to open it back up to having tours. I really miss it because I get to visit a little more in depth with my customers and learn a little bit about where they're from, because several of them will share as we're talking and learning about peanuts. I get to learn about other stuff. So
yeah, the tours are really cool because you really explain the history of peanuts in Yuma. You teach us that peanuts are not a nut, everybody. They are a legume, and they're very healthy for you.
They are. And you know, I'm doing a carb count thing lately, and I found out that a quarter of a cup of natural peanut butter only has 6 carbs.
Ooh,
which is low. So I can have a spoonful of peanut butter at night to, you know, for my little treat.
Ooh, I like this.
And not feel guilty, you know.
Well, you know, it's better than candy bars. I mean, a lot of times that's what, you know, Nancy and I will have on the road is peanuts, because there's protein in it. It keeps you're chewing so you don't fall asleep at the wheel. That's the thing. It's the peanuts. It's all about, you know, and protein. It's really good protein as well. But the history of the peanut patch, I mean, that's back in the day when they were growing peanuts, and that's really how the peanut patch started, right? And back in, it's over 40 years ago? Is it over 40?
The store is actually going to be 45 this fall.
Wow.
But they started growing peanuts long before the store. They started growing peanuts in this area in 1952 and were able to grow them until 1996. Unfortunately, you know, whitefly moved in, which is a horrible pest for especially our green leafy vegetables, because it eats green leaves. So, and I actually have seen whitefly outside the store this year in the afternoon when I go to get, or evening, early evening when I go to get in my car. You walk out the door and you can see the little white flies flying around. So they're still here, unfortunately.
They're part of the ecosystem. so now you're keeping the agricultural history alive then, you know, by having the peanut patch itself. And so the store and people come buy all kinds of peanuts, dry roasted, in shells, not in shells, and, you know, peanut butter, freshly made peanut butter in the store. But, 45 years. And then when you took it over, we always laugh about this, that, you know, you started the peanut patch, you took it over the same year we took over, we started the blend in 97. Wow.
In 97, here we are, 25 years, you know, coming up.
25 years. Oh, my gosh. I feel so young.
Need to celebrate. So
you guys
come to Yuma.
My 20s.
I'll bring the licorice, you bring the champagne. How's that?
You know, we're on it. Hey, listen, licorice and champagne go hand in hand. I just want you to know. I know people think that's weird, but this is it. The peanut patch, if you like licorice like I do, this is the place. You have all the licorice goodies, licorice all sorts, but all the old fashioned candies too. That's cool thing. Man.
And it's so fun when people are in the store and they're, I haven't seen this since I was a kid. Oh, remember this when we were kids? And so, I love that part of it.
Oh, man, that is, you know, and don't forget, like, it's the Easter season. You've got the Jelly Bellies.
Yes,
as well.
We do. We have Jelly Bellies, and Jelly Bellies is coming out with some new products. They're coming out with a gummy, and they're jelly flavors, so we plan to add that to our store as soon as everything's ready and going. But I've seen some pre-ads for it.
You get to all, you know, the scoop before all of us. But I mean, you've got Jelly Bellies, you've got nostalgia candy, sugar-free candy, yogurt candy, gummy candies,
drops, any kind, just
bark,
about.
Brittle. I mean, this is, like, can we just, and then you've got these huge slabs of bark, huge. Look at this, dark chocolate Rocky Road bark. Yes, please.
Yes.
Saying that with these slabs. And then the fudge, though, you're able to ship that year-round, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. It will hold up in the heat. It will soften it, but it won't melt. So, it's a good one to be able to have.
Well, what's interesting, when you go on your fudge section on your website, and I remember going in and getting, you guys gave free samples. So just, you know, free samples of fudge. Yeah, it's homemade fudge. But you've got, like, I'm going on your website, you have, like, 7 pages of fudge.
Yes,
of different flavors.
Lots of different flavors. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And we rotate them, you know, in and out because some are the favorites and some people request. So, you know, yeah. One of our better ones is Almond Joy. Has this nice coconut slab in the middle.
Oh man.
Like eating an Almond Joy bar.
The Butterfinger fudge looks really, really good. You've got California cream, California crunch, cappuccino, caramel melt, chocolate explosion, chocolate cheesecake. Okay, who's not feeling a little, you know, drooly?
Yeah.
And fudge is a year-round thing, you know, to give as a gift, you know, and to eat for yourself, you know.
Oh,
everybody
definitely
wants fudge. Mm. It's very good.
And, peanut brittle, we have the best because it's made fresh daily. Our number one seller is our peanut brittle. And we also came up with our own recipe for jalapeno peanut brittle.
Mm.
And, people have flocked to get that because it's so good.
I love that. And that's the thing on the tour. Everybody gets to see the peanut brittle where it's made. And it's on this giant, you put it on marble, right? For the cooling, it's giant, this giant slab of peanut brittle. And you do want to just, you know, stick your hand in it and eat it. And you're like, no, you can't touch it. It's hot.
Don't touch it. It's hot. You're right.
There'll be no
but
licking.
It doesn't take long to cool. So.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is so cool. And this is the other thing that's really unique is you can mail things right there at the Peanut Patch. They have their own post office. You have your own post office.
We have our
own
post office in the store, and we can sell you stamps, and you can also bring in your own packages, and we can mail them. But you'd be surprised at how many come in, and they're not sealed yet because I want to put a couple of specialty items from the Peanut Patch in them. So our stuff is shipped all over the country.
Oh, I wanted to also touch, you know, we're talking about all the sweet things, right? Candy and peanut brittle and fudge and chocolate, but you have got a lot of savory gifts as well, like olives and salsas and soup mixes.
Those our
also
soup
make
mixes,
really cool gifts. Mm.
You know what, Lisa, our soup mixes, we can't keep them in stock. They are so good, and they make such a nice big pot. It's just been unbelievable as to how much soup we've been selling this season. I think people are home and they're into cooking a little more, and so a nice soup starter is just awesome, and then they can kind of doctor it up if they want or just take it like it is, and they are delicious.
I'm looking at it. I think also what's cool about what you've done is kind of kept it local to the Southwest. Like you've got red enchilada stew, ranch house chili mix, and then I was looking too, like Cliff Dweller soup mix and the Anasazi beans. That's so traditional. So that's something people can learn how to cook, you know, something that is native to the area, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's a green chili stew. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Look at this.
Soup.
Wait, this is green chili cheese soup. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that one. Mm, yum,
I would
yum.
Like that. All these potato soups. Yeah. Wow.
The loaded potato, to die for.
But this is really cool that people are cooking more. I think that's one of the nice things about, you know, there's always something better, you know, something good out of bad is bad. Ooh, you got cornbread mix too.
Yes.
Wow. And
although
beer
I think
bread.
I believe right now we are out of that one. But yes, we do carry it. It's just been a little difficult to get that one this year for some reason. Maybe it's getting bought up somewhere else before I get a chance to order.
Hey, get your hands off of it.
Yeah, it's mine. I need it.
I know. And also, what's great, a lot of you know that Donna's got recipes in our Big Blend Radio and TV magazine. Tons of them if you go to blendradioandtv.com, but also on her website, if you go to thepeanutpatch.com, she's got some great recipes there, too, to get you going, teaching about potato soup, garlic shrimp with linguine, all kinds of recipes.
You're making me hungry.
I know. This is a very dangerous conversation, you know. I think we need to go jogging now. That's it. It's one thing you can do in Yuma is go jogging along the canals and along the riverbank and go walkies. And, we miss Yuma. It's so beautiful. The best sunrises and sunsets, man. Yuma is
beautiful,
incredible
beautiful.
For that. Absolutely beautiful. It's we love it out there. And I really do hope your tours get to come back for everyone. And the one thing Nancy and I are doing, you sent us on a story mission across the country, is to find farm stories. And we're going to be doing a special magazine with Donna, showcasing farms and farmers markets. We've done farm stays. We've gone to historic sites that were actual battles as part of the Civil War. You know, and it's crazy because, you know, during the Civil War, here you are with your farm and farming back in the day. Think about these farming, homesteading, like in Colorado. We've seen a lot of those kind of farms. And ranching, you just said it didn't matter what kind of farm thing. You wanted the farm stories, and we got all kinds. And the Civil War ones really kind of, it's just heartbreaking, you know, because you're standing in this hallowed ground, you know. Here's the farmers and then the farm family, and they're having the war with cannons on your property, and you're with your babies and kids, you know, the moms are downstairs in the basement, and, you know, you wake up the next morning and there's dead bodies all along around your, so when you stand out there, it's really freaky, you know, some of the places we've been, it's like, you know, we don't need to do that to each other, you know, but just to be, imagine being a farmer where you know, you're not picking up the phone to your next farmer friend. It's not happening.
Yeah.
You're on your own, you know, when that happens. And that's got to be so traumatic. So there's all kinds of stories. We've got happy ones, too. You know,
I'm sure.
East Tennessee cows. I got electrocuted on a farm. How about that?
Well, because you must have touched the electric fence.
I did. I tried to close the electric fence, and it was raining. And then I put the two things together like a cartoon, and my hair did not go curly. I thought it would, but it did not.
It
was an interesting feeling. It was kind of like, what the heck just happened to me? You know, that was kind of a shock, literally. But, you know, there's a lot of farmers markets. We went to Easton, Pennsylvania, is the oldest continuing open farmers market in the country.
We
didn't get to go to the farmers market, but we went to where it was, you know, because it timing and everything, but it's also the place where the very first Christmas tree was decorated and celebrated in the country. How about that?
So oh, that
there's
sounds
Christmas
cool.
tree farms. Yeah. So there's a lot of just a lot. We went through so many farmlands. I mean, we've done 30 states, and there's a lot of farms and a lot of farmers markets, and that's nice to see. Is Yuma still doing their farmers markets too?
Yes, we are, actually. They've been able to start doing them again probably about a month ago. We're able to get things back open. And our swap meets have been operating since November, I believe. They're just more spaced out and, you know, doing it the safe way. But still
That's
able
excellent.
To have it. Yeah.
That's glad. I'm glad you're open. Nancy and I are both happy about that. I'm sure your customers are happy that they can keep eating and getting that fudge and all those delicious good things and licorice and all the good things you have in the store. But, yeah, we're excited, and hopefully we'll see you. We will be in Arizona. So, you know, everything keeps changing on us as we travel. It's just the way the world is now.
We just can't figure out where you are at from time to time.
We don't know where we're at. Sometimes we wake up in the morning and you're like, okay. You know, we've been here before. Where are we? But hopefully we'll be able to come through Arizona in the summer because, you know, it's the best time. We'll be coming through, I think, probably in June, July, hopefully passing through. So I know the store itself will be closed, but we're going to bang on your door and demand licorice anyway.
There you go. All right. I'll have some set aside for you, Lisa.
Please do. Please do. Always a good time having you on the show. Everybody, again, keep up with Donna's recipes on blendradioandtv.com and also in Big Blend Radio and TV Magazine. And, of course, go to the Peanut Patch's website, thepeanutpatch.com. Thanks so much, Donna. It's good to chat with you.
Yes, great to chat with you too, Lisa. And you guys just take care.
Oh, thanks. We will. You too.
Okay.